of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of June, August 2025. And so we'll start out with the front page. Yes, they call themselves the Lyons Express, or this newsletter, the Lyons Express. So here we go. Camp Dogwood raffle winners announced. Camp Dogwood raffle drawings were held on June 12, 2025. The first place and grand prize winner of the $15,000 cash drawing is Bob Nelson and Nelson Grandkids of Sanford, North Carolina. The second place winner of the $500 cash prize drawing is Sidney Law of Rockwell, North Carolina. And the third place winner of the $400 cash prize drawing is James Adcock of Rutherfordton, North Carolina. The fourth place winner of the $300 cash prize drawing is the Vass Lions Club of Vass, North Carolina. The fifth place winner of the $200 cash prize drawing is Brian McCool of High Point, North Carolina. And the Lion Ann Metz of New Bern, North Carolina is the winner of the Brighter Visions Artwork Prize. Thanks to everyone who purchased raffle tickets. Protect yourself from scams. This is by Bill Hatzos, the Senior Digital Marketing Specialist for the Lions Clubs International Foundation. During recent months, there have been an increasing number of phone, text, social media, and email scams. Be aware of scams that fraudulently use Lions Club International, LCI, or Lions Clubs International Foundation, LCIF, name or logo, or other trusted and well-known names. The goal of these types of scams is to trick people into revealing personal and financial information about themselves, which can then be used to commit identity theft. These scams may appear convincing and often misuse our name, logo, or the promise of grant funding to solicit money or personal information. If you receive a suspicious email, a text, check, or social media message, please follow these guidelines. Do not reply. Do not open any attachments or click on any links in the message. Be wary of any offer to accept a check or money order in an amount greater than you are owed or requests to return money back to the check sender. Do not immediately cash an unexpected or surprise check. Unless you are expecting a check and you are absolutely certain it is meant for you, do not deposit it. Do not pay up front for a promise like a grant, debt relief, or financial assistance. Do not send cash or purchase gift cards as a payment to collect promised funds. Please delete the suspicious message and do not respond. If you wish, you may report this to local authorities in your jurisdiction for further investigation. Examples include texts and Facebook notices that you have received a grant but first need to provide personal data, unexpected checks from Lyons and or LCIF that look legitimate, including correct routing numbers, emails or messages from individuals you know saying they are in distress and need you to send money, phone calls from perpetrators posing as Lyons or staff asking for donations via phone. If you believe you've been the victim of a scam that used the name of Lyons Clubs International or Lyons Clubs International Foundation, it is important to report it to your local law enforcement agency or National Consumer Protection Authority. LCIF is not able to intervene in these cases as they fall under the jurisdiction of the appropriate legal authorities. Reporting scams helps protect others and allows authorities to take appropriate action against the perpetrators. Unfortunately, if you lose money in a scam, notify your bank immediately and see if they can help. Protect yourself. If someone contacts you via phone, text, social media, or email, no matter how legitimate he or she may seem, never give out personal information such as passwords, social security numbers, or national ID, credit card or bank account numbers, driver's license, or passport numbers. As a general practice, when receiving unsolicited emails, do not follow embedded links in the emails, especially if there's any mention of updating credit card information, personal data, PIN numbers, or passwords. Delete these emails immediately. If you should be redirected to a website, verify that the URL address begins with https://. The single letter S after HTTP indicates that it is a secure site and is likely legitimate. If the URL is not secure, close your browser immediately. If contacted by another club member or the association headquarters via email, mobile text message, or social media, and there is a request for financial assistance, wire transfer, etc., do not reply to the message. Contact the club member or association staff separately via email, phone, or through the My LCI Communications Center to validate that the request is legitimate. Always use virus protection software on your PC or Mac. Exercise caution when using public Wi-Fi systems in a coffee house, restaurant, or internet cafe. These public systems offer no protection from unauthorized fraudulent monitoring. Create strong passwords for your email, social media, and other online accounts, and update your passwords often. Never store passwords, banking information, or credit card numbers in your email. If you receive an unexpected check, do not deposit it, but instead contact the source of the funds to confirm you were to receive the funds. If a person you don't know personally asks you to wire money on behalf of LCI or LCIF, contact the help desk. If you want to donate, do so through your local Lions Club or online through the Lions Club's international secure website at lcif.org/donate. If you suspect a scam, or if you're unsure if an email is legitimate and safe, please contact privacy@lionsclubs.org or call 630-203-3847. Get ready for weeks of service. This is from Lions Clubs International. When Lions unite, we do wonderful things. The Weeks of Service initiative is a call to action for Lions and Leos around the world to serve three dedicated focus areas during three special weeks of service. Mental Health and Well-Being Week, October 4th to 12th of 2025, Hunger Week, January 3rd to 11th of 2026, and Environment Week, April 18th to 26th of 2026. It's not too early to start thinking about how you can participate in the first week of service, the one for mental health and well-being. A Voice for Inclusion, Matthew Schwab inspires. This is by Lion John Lind. At a recent Apex Lions Club meeting, we had the privilege of welcoming the incredibly inspiring Matthew Schwab as our guest speaker. Matthew is a 27-year-old North Carolina native who brought warmth, wit, and wisdom to our gathering and left us thinking deeply about the power of inclusion. Matthew is more than a public speaker. He's an entrepreneur, actor, TEDx speaker, board member, restaurant host, and advocate for individuals with Down syndrome and the broader IDD, or intellectual and developmental disabilities, community. And yes, he's also a ballroom dancer who loves playing Wii games with his fiancée. During his engaging talk, Matthew shared his personal journey and gave us an inside look at the work of Gigi's Playhouse Down Syndrome Achievement Center, an organization dedicated to changing lives through free educational and therapeutic programs. Located in downtown Cary, Gigi's Playhouse is powered by volunteers and driven by a mission of acceptance and empowerment. The impact they're making from prenatal support to job readiness is nothing short of remarkable. Matthew's message was clear. People with Down syndrome are capable, talented, and deserve the same opportunities as anyone else. He challenged us as community leaders to be inclusive in our workplaces, our schools, and our lives. And honestly, we look forward to that challenge. And they list the Playhouse hours. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Friday, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Sunday is open for programs only. Note, all visitors must have an appointment or a program RSVP. And they are located at 370 South Walker Street, Suite 122 in Cary, North Carolina. And if you'd like to call them, the number is 919-307-3952. Their email, raleigh@ggsplayhouse.org, and that is spelled G-I-G-I-S, playhouse.org. Apex Lions 2025 Peak Fest. This is written by Lion John Lind. We could not have asked for better weather for Peak Fest 2025. It was a beautiful day, warm and mostly sunny with a very refreshing and nice breeze. As a result, there seemed to be a relatively good-sized crowd wandering Salem Street and enjoying the vendors, food trucks, and attractions of Peak Fest 2025. We had very good Apex Lions participation. We spoke to people about Lionism, sold beverages and popcorn, and provided free eye screenings to those who stopped by. As usual, we explained why it's so important, and we appealed to the parents of the young ones we saw passing by. Apparently, we were convincing because we performed 70 screenings and made 14 referrals this year. That's quite a good number for Peak Fest. We hope to continue the upward momentum next year. The next page contains a registration form for Camp Dogwood and Retreat and meal for council and board meeting, which will be held on August 8th. Through 10th of 2025. The deadline for meal registration is July 25th by 5 p.m. And the registration form, of course, asks for your name and your email and contact number. And the room reservations go for $75 a night. So you can ask for Friday night or Saturday night or both. They have a Friday night dinner offered up. The cost is $20. Saturday breakfast is $13. Saturday lunch, $15. Saturday dinner is $45 if you want ribeye, $35 for salmon, and $30 for vegetarian. And then there's the Sunday breakfast for $13. Hearing is believing. Dr. Rachel Marston's Passion. This is written by Lion John Lind. At a recent club meeting, the Apex Lions Club had the pleasure of hosting Dr. Rachel Marston of Audiology of Apex as our guest speaker. We first met Dr. Marston during the Apex Night Out and Touch a Truck event last year, where her booth on hearing health was next to our vision screening station. This was a fitting coincidence, since both vision and hearing are vital to living life to the fullest. Dr. Marston's presentation, entitled "Why Do I Care About Hearing? And You Should Too," was packed with eye-opening insights about the hidden impacts of hearing loss. Did you know that more than half of adults aged 75 and older experience disabling hearing loss, and that it takes most people an average of 7 years to seek help after noticing symptoms? However, it's not just about hearing. It's about brain health, memory, mood, and connection. She shared that untreated hearing loss is linked to social isolation and depression, and even mild loss can affect your working memory. One study, ACHIEVE, showed that hearing interventions actually slowed cognitive decline by 48% over 3 years. That's powerful stuff. Dr. Marston also walked us through common early signs of hearing loss, such as struggling to follow conversations in restaurants or noticing a constant ringing in the ears, tinnitus. One especially fascinating point is that people with hearing loss often begin to rely more heavily on lip reading, and MRI scans have even shown stronger neural pathways between the eyes and language centers in their brain as a result. She even demonstrated this McGurk effect by showing us a video of a man saying a word. Without changing the audio, only changing the video, we heard a different word because our eyes were automatically telling our brain to hear it differently because of the way his lips moved. That was quite astonishing, actually. The big takeaway? Don't wait. Get tested. And if hearing aids are recommended, know that they're not a weakness. They're a powerful tool for staying engaged, connected, and sharp. We are grateful to Dr. Marston for her passionate, informative talk, and for her continued commitment to serving our community. Save the date for Brave Little Steps. The North Carolina Lions Childhood Cancer Committees announce the Brave Little Steps Fun Run event to be held on Saturday, October 25th of 2025. Through the Brave Little Steps Fun Run, the Lions of North Carolina hope to increase awareness of childhood cancer and the devastating effect it has on families with children. Funds raised from the event will be used to augment a $20,000 grant from the Lions Club International Foundation to the James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital at East Carolina University Health Medical Center in Greenville. The grant will allow the hospital to add diversion equipment and software programs to various locations throughout the hospital to ensure all patients, regardless of their age, have something to distract them during procedures. More information on how clubs can help will be distributed closer to the event date. Here's a message from LCIF from Dr. Patty Hill, chairperson of the Lions Clubs International Foundation. Dear Lions and Leos, it has been my honor to serve as chairperson of our foundation this year, and I want to thank you for your unwavering dedication, service, and generosity. Together, we have made a meaningful difference in the lives of so many. I look forward to celebrating all we've accomplished during the 107th Lions International Convention in just a few weeks. If you have not yet had the opportunity to contribute to our global foundation, there is still time. Every gift helps us carry our mission forward and create a lasting impact in the world. As we enter a new Lion year, let us continue to stand together in support of our association, foundation, and the vital work that lies ahead. I look forward to serving alongside you in the years to come. This next article has names I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce correctly, so I apologize up front if I mispronounce something. Kukuta Lions Community-Driven Recycling Project. This is by Shelby Washington, Content Specialist for the Lions Clubs International Foundation. This is dated May 29th of 2025. Kukuta, officially known as San Jose de Kukuta, is a Colombian municipality located at the foot of the eastern ranges of the Colombian Andes. In Cucuta, only 3.6 of solid waste is recycled, with the other 96.4 ending up in landfills. If this continues, it is projected to cause the landfills of all 321 municipalities in the country to be completely full within the next 5 years. Determined to address the intensifying waste crisis, Lions have been working to increase recycling efforts since 2017. The 10 Lions clubs in the city have been collecting and selling recyclable materials with a focus on paper and plastic. Their devotion to recycling led to the establishment of a waste processing center, which has allowed them to collect 8 tons of waste each year. To build on this eco-friendly initiative, Lions of District F4 used a $36,945 matching grant to purchase machinery and equipment, allowing them to process recycling materials, sell the recycled products, and put the funds towards service activities throughout the district. Our community is greatly benefiting from recycling. Students are receiving computers. The elderly are receiving recycled and repowered wheelchairs. We are able to give out mattresses, sheets, and cleaning supplies on a regular basis, and so much more, says past District Governor Luis Marina Rojas. However, they aren't stopping there. To expand their impact, Lions are purchasing waste from 100 family-owned small businesses. Then they sort, clean, crush, compact, and sell the recycled products. Not only does this generate income to use on community service activities, but it also helps the small recycling business thrive. PDG Rojas says, separating the materials allows us to destroy and reuse the garbage more efficiently. This creates a healthier environment with less pollution and more work opportunities for the community. In addition to working with small businesses, the Lions have partnered with Aeronorte, a recycling cooperative that collects waste across Cúcuta. Aeronorte will provide the Lions 32 tons of waste every month to be processed through the new recycling machines. They will sell the recycled materials to companies such as Ecopetrol, Corpanor, EIS Cúcuta, Ferro del Catatumbo, and the Coffee Growers Federation. With this project expected to recycle 400 tons of waste annually, the Cúcuta Lions Clubs are taking a huge step towards environmental sustainability. Lions and Leos are working to protect the environment, to create healthier communities and a more sustainable world. Learn more about how you can get involved and plan your next environmental service project. This next piece is accompanied by a lovely picture of the attendees. This is also written by Lion John Lind. The Apex Lions Club had a truly global gathering recently, as we had the great pleasure of welcoming several distinguished Lions visiting from India. Representing different Lions Club districts across the country, our guests brought with them a spirit of service, connection, and camaraderie that truly enriched our time together. Among our honored visitors was past District Governor Ranveer Singh Shaula, whose leadership and dedication to Lionism left a lasting impression on our members. Ranveer Singh Shaula is a national trainer, JCI, and a past district governor from 2006 to 2007 from District 323G1. We were also especially inspired by Lion Manjula Jain, a dynamic woman in Lion. Manjula is a member of her district's Global Action Team as a Global Leadership Team chair. She is actively championing the role of women in Lions across India, a cause that resonates deeply with our own values of exclusivity and empowerment. I think they might mean inclusivity and empowerment. While we regret not having all of their names on hand, we are incredibly grateful for the opportunity to share stories, laughter, and ideas with such passionate Lions from abroad. The exchange of cultures and experiences reminds us of the power of our global Lions network and the common purpose that unites us all. To serve. We captured the great photo above with all our guests and hope you enjoy it. Let it be a reminder of the friendships formed and the bridges built across continents, clubs, and hearts. Announcements by the NCLF Board of Directors. The North Carolina Lions Foundation Board of Directors are excited to make the following announcements. The North Carolina Lions Foundation Board of Directors announces the new NCLF Executive Director, Carly Metz II, effective August 3rd of 2025. Lion Carly Metz has a degree in Parks and Recreation Management with emphasis in commercial and government. He comes to us with many years of experience working in his fields of expertise. He presently works as Director of Operations for Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated in Kinston, North Carolina. Lion Carly has been a Lion since 1997 and recently served as District Governor for District N and Vice Council Chair for MD31. He currently serves as Chair of the NCLF Leadership Development Committee. He is married to Lion Dawn, and they have two daughters, Lion Emily and Hannah, where they presently reside in Kinston. The North Carolina Lions Foundation Board of Directors announces Lion Tammy McLean will become the new NCLF Director of Operations, effective August 3, 2025. Lion Tammy has 9 years of experience at Camp Dogwood, with 6+ years as Camp Dogwood Retreat Director. Lion Tammy has been a Lion since 2018 and has served the last 3 years as Cabinet Secretary for District L. Lion Tammy is married to Lion Scott McLean, and they have 4 children, Lisa, Josh, Abby, and Seth, between them, and reside in Statesville, North Carolina. And that's from your president, Wayne S. Faber. Drones, search and rescue, and the future of flight. This is written by Lion John Lind. At our April 17, 2025 club meeting, the Apex Lions enjoyed a fascinating talk with guest speaker Philip Prinzi. Philip, an FAA certified drone pilot and proud member of the American Legion Post 144 in Apex, gave a truly eye-opening presentation on the fast-evolving world of drone technology. Drones, officially classified as unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, are becoming more precise and powerful than many of us realized. Philip shared that today's drones can land within 3 centimeters of a programmed location. Just one of many jaw-dropping facts that had our members leaning in with interest. Philip walked us through the broad range of drone sizes and uses. From hobbyists to high-stakes emergency operations, drones are proving to be indispensable tools. Philip has personally assisted law enforcement in search and rescue missions, where drones, sometimes equipped with infrared cameras, can locate people invisible to the human eye. He described drones with license plate reading cameras that work from up to 3.5 miles away. Even drones are being used by firefighters to find people inside burning buildings or hoist fire hoses higher than traditional ladder trucks can reach. In other parts of the world, such as Africa and Asia, drones are even used as flying ambulances, offering faster response times than ground vehicles in critical situations. And the capabilities keep expanding. Some drones can shoot vertically into the sky at speeds of up to 99 miles per hour. As Philip put it, the only real limits are legal, not technological. Looking ahead, Philip believes passenger drones could be part of our daily transportation sooner than we think. However, he stressed the importance of responsible flying and proper licensing. Any commercial use of drones, including taking footage for real estate listings, weddings, or church services, requires FAA certification. It's not just about getting great shots. It's about safety and compliance with strict regulations. Philip also gave us a glimpse into the cutting-edge ways drones are operated. Some pilots wear goggles that let them see exactly what the drone's camera sees, creating a first-person view experience. Others use motion-based controllers that allow them to maneuver the drone simply by pointing. The evening wrapped up with a sobering video showcasing a military application of drone technology. It served as a powerful reminder of the ethical considerations and potential consequences that come with these innovations. We hope to share a link to that video soon for those interested. Our club was grateful to Philip's insights, and we're proud to highlight speakers like him, people who not only inform and inspire, but also serve their community in meaningful ways. And here's a notice from the North Carolina Lions Foundation and the Brighter Visions Fund Drive. Santa's Summer Workshop is heating up at Camp Dogwood. Even though our theme this year is Santa's Summer Workshop, things are really heating up at Camp Dogwood. We've already welcomed so many VIPs from across North Carolina, and many more are scheduled to join us in the coming weeks. Our campers have been having a blast in arts and crafts. This year's festive projects include wishing snowman ornaments made from pill bottles, bracelets using a rainbow loom, paper Christmas trees, a clothespin reindeer, and a camper favorite, ugly t-shirts, a fun twist on the classic ugly holiday sweater. The ugly t-shirts have even become a highlight during our Tuesday night talent shows, where VIPs proudly model their designs and showcase a variety of talents. We've seen amazing performances in singing, piano playing, comedy, Rubik's Cube solving, and much more. North Carolina is full of talent, and we're lucky to see it here at camp. Each day is packed with opportunities for our VIPs to stay active and engaged. Mornings begin with a scenic half-mile walk on the nature trail, which follows the lake and passes by three of the original shelters built when Camp Dogwood first opened. Throughout the day, campers can join in on line dancing, chair yoga, and chair exercises to keep moving and stay healthy. The waterfront is always a popular spot. Pontoon boat rides run multiple times a day, and many campers are trying out kayaking for the first time, an exciting and independent way to explore the lake, always under the watchful eye of our lifeguards. And of course, we can't forget fishing. Tons of fish have been caught and released, including a monster catfish during session 3 that no one will forget. There's still time to give a VIP in the gift of summer fun and relaxation. Call the Camp Dogwood office today to check on availability. We'd love to welcome more VIPs this season. And that is respectfully submitted from Tammy McLean, Camp Director. Okay, time to talk money. Here is the NC Lions fundraising update as of June 27th of 2025. So we'll start with Brighter Vision's fund drive. The goal for the 2024-25 year is $577,250. The total Brighter Vision's funds as year to date is $435,130. So that means there still needs to be $142,120 raised to meet the goal. The Camp Dogwood raffle for 2024-25. The goal was $50 per member. So far, raffle sales total $110,235, and the average books per member is 2.46. Last year at this point, there was $127,893 raised, for a difference of lagging by $18,088. Memorials and honorariums for 2024-25. The goal for this year was $30,000, and so far there has been $22,974 raised. Last year, the year-to-date funds came to $24,313. And lastly, for clinical eye research, the goal was $20,000, and so far raised is $28,818. And that includes a $17,600 donation from the A.J. Fletcher Foundation. North Carolina Lions Foundation, North Carolina Lions Kids Site item. Hello, fellow Lions. As this Lions year is coming to an end, I want to share information about the KidSight program and the wonderful things that Lions across the state are accomplishing. Under the heading of Screening Results and Opportunities, NC Lions have screened more children this Lions year than ever. Through the end of May, 530 KidSight screening events were completed. Last year at this time, we had completed 450 events. This increase has been accomplished in spite of the challenge presented by the change in the Parents' Bill of Rights. This bill now requires written parental permission for every child we screen. Previously, we could not use an opt-out form, which only required parents to return the form if they did not wish for their child to be screened. While this resulted in lower numbers for vision screenings in some parts of North Carolina, statewide, we have still screened 49,129 children. More importantly, we referred 7,909 children, or 16%, to get complete eye exams. These numbers are expected to increase in the coming years. One reason is that we will offer even more KidSight screening training. Continuing KidSight training will result in more Lions deciding to participate in KidSight screenings, either through the North Carolina KidSight program or with their own Lions clubs, teams, and cameras. Another reason is that more screenings can be conducted as clubs become more proactive in getting consent forms in the hands of school administrators and nurses before the first week of school. Then, when schools send the permission or consent form home the first week of school, more parents will complete and return the form with the other preschool paperwork. While this has been a banner year for NC KidSight programs, we still have opportunities to reach even more children and contribute to many getting treatment for eye conditions. Under the heading Availability of NCLF KidSight Units and Operators. As a reminder, NCLF has 6 KidSight units, or KSU, that are each equipped with 3 plus optics cameras and have experienced operators available to assist with screenings. Each district has a unit which is managed by the district vision screening program's chairperson. These units are available for a minimum daily fee of $75, and every 5th, 10th, 15th, or 20th screening in a Lions year is free. It's important to note that in many cases, children at multiple locations can be screened during a single day. Here's how to book a KidSight unit. A tentative date or dates should be determined with the facility to be screened. Sponsoring Lions Club should contact State Director Brian Hoover at email bryan@nclf.org or call 800-662-7401, extension 241. State Director coordinates with District Vision Chair about availability and sends the club reservation forms. Upon receipt of forms and payment, Director confirms the screening dates and details with the District Chair. Considering buying a photorefractive camera? There are several factors we believe clubs should seriously consider before purchasing their own camera. First, the initial purchase of the camera is expensive, especially considering how challenging it is for clubs to raise money to provide community services. The camera's initial cost is between $5,000 and $8,000. This does not include the printer, printer paper, and an extended warranty. The initial cost quickly adds up. Second, ongoing operational costs include replacement batteries, more printer paper, extending warranty coverage, and non-warranty repairs. Also, the life of a camera is about 10 years. Third, the value of the camera in terms of how often you will be conducting screenings should be considered. Most clubs won't use a camera frequently enough for it to pay for itself. Even if a club sponsors 10 screenings a year, it would only cost $600 to use the district's KidSight unit with the assistance of the operator to plan screenings and bring the unit to the screening sites. At this rate of usage, it would take over 10 years of screenings to approximate the initial and operational costs of the club owning a camera. Under the heading Use of Photorefractive Cameras to Screen Adults. One last thing that we ask all Lions to remember. The KidSight program is just as the name suggests. It is for screening of kids. Neither NCLF nor KidSight USA supports screening adults with infrared or photoreactive cameras without additional simultaneous testing by an eye doctor. The head of KidSight USA, Dr. Ed Cords, makes this clear in his training videos and related documents. The devices, plus optics and spot, do not have the technology to check for eye health. As we age, we are more likely to develop glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, hypertensive retinopathy, heart disease, cataracts, tumors, and many other conditions that could be identified by an eye care professional. If we screen an adult patient and tell him or her that you passed, but should still have an eye exam in the next 6 to 12 months, all he or she hears is passed. This has the potential to delay the treatment of conditions which could have been treated or corrected sooner by an eye care professional. This could absolutely lead to vision loss, blindness, or even death, which could leave you and your Lions Club legally liable. If you intend to screen adults, please use the NCLF Mobile Screening Unit, which is equipped to screen adults and has the equipment needed for an eye care professional to make sure the patient's eyes are healthy. The Mobile Screening Unit can be reserved by contacting Brian Hoover. His email is bryan@nclf.org or phone 1-800-662-7401. Extension 241. If you ever have questions about what type of screening is best for your community, please give me a call, and I'll be glad to help you determine what will work best for you. Sincerely, Brian Hoover, the Director of Vision Screening Programs. Here's a notice about family membership. Inviting family members to serve with your club is a fantastic way to strengthen, and enrich your club's membership and make being a Lion even more appealing to young adults. Why make your club family friendly? Adding younger Lions brings new ideas and perspectives that can energize your club. Their children will grow into the next generation of Lion leaders as they develop their skills and a passion. And best of all, more Lions means more service. To encourage families to join and serve together, we offer a 50% discount on international dues for up to 4 family members who live in the same household and join the same club as full-paying members. Family membership is a wonderful way for families to spend quality time together while serving their community. And they list some helpful resources. Find out how you can make your club more family-friendly using the resources below. Learn best practices for incorporating younger volunteers into your projects. Get tips for accommodating families' busy schedules and more. And there are 2 links, if you go to their website, that list a family membership presentation and the family membership guide. Playscapes. Wellington Regional Children's Hospital's Outdoor Therapeutic Space. This is by Shelby Washington, Content Specialist at Lions Clubs International Foundation. This is dated May 8th of 2025. Wellington Regional Children's Hospital, established in 1912, is New Zealand's first children's hospital. This hospital treats children from newborn to 18 years old and is one of the 5 hospitals in the country that performs specialist pediatric surgery. Their surgical services go beyond Wellington, treating children from significant portions of the North and South Islands. Unfortunately, the hospital building is over 30 years old and is desperately due for an upgrade. Cramped spaces, outdated clinical areas, no dedicated family spaces, and very few isolation facilities caused the building to struggle to keep up with its growing demand. Lions Clubs in District 202M have always supported the Wellington Regional Children's Hospital and helped with the fundraising for a similar facility at the old hospital about 30 years ago. When plans for a new children's hospital with an outdoor rehabilitation and therapeutic facility were announced, Lions did not hesitate to show support and help raise funds. Led by District 202M Lions, this ambitious initiative drew support from across the region, including from the Lloyd Morgan Lions Club Charitable Trust and Lions from Districts 202D and 202E, making up more than 95 clubs that rallied behind the cause as well. Lions raised $500,000 in just 12 months. To further their efforts, Lions Clubs International Foundation also provided a $100,000 matching grant. The design of the new Wellington Regional Children's Hospital included Tuwau Nui's stunning new lion-funded playscape. This outdoor rehabilitation and therapeutic facility have brought joy, movement, and healing to the overall hospital environment. Currently, the facility provides a wide range of therapeutic, rehabilitative, and developmental benefits to all young patients, such as increasing physical activity, assisting with both fine and gross motor skills, and cognitive development. Playscape is both play space and a sunny, north-facing outdoor area for families that need an escape from hospital life. It also has an alternative therapeutic space with various equipment and split levels offering mobility, agility, and balance challenges for children who need extra support to reach physiotherapy goals or child development milestones. The hospital's Child Development Service, a service that provides specialized care for children with physical and/or intellectual disability or developmental delays, is also using this space to help children thrive. LCIF's matching grants provide funding to help establish or expand Lion-initiated humanitarian service projects that address critical and diverse human and social needs around the globe. Visit the LCIF website to learn more about how matching grants are changing lives worldwide. Lions International announces the Kindness Matters Service Award. And I have in my hands the program guidelines and a nomination form. This service award is designed for clubs that create high-impact service projects within one of the Lions International global causes. Those would be childhood cancer, diabetes, disaster relief, environment, hunger, humanitarian, or vision or youth. Overall objectives include encouraging creativity and recognizing high-impact service projects, rewarding clubs for high-caliber service activities within each of the Lions International Global causes. What about eligibility? Well, a total of 30 nominations will be awarded at the club level, with a minimum of 3 awards reserved for LEO clubs. Eligible nominations must remain in active status, report their project or projects in the previous Lion year via the Lion portal by July 31st, and not have received the award within the previous 3 Lion years. Here's the criteria. Award consideration will be given to clubs performing service that addresses at least one of the Lion's International Global causes, childhood cancer, diabetes, disaster relief, environment, humanitarian, hunger, vision, or youth, demonstrates creativity and innovation, achieves impact of scale and long-term sustainability, and uses Lions International's values to shape positive experiences and create engagement and connection with the Lions brand. This is also known as elevating the Lions brand. How to rate nominations. Here's how you help district at multiple district levels rate received nominations to determine which nominations advance to the next level. Please note, it is recommended to assemble the district cabinet at the district level and the Council of Governors at the multiple district level to help determine which nominated service projects advance to the next level. Here are rating questions to consider when reviewing nominations. Ratings should be considered on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest, 5 being the highest, for the following criteria on how well the nominated service project addresses needs within the Lions International Global causes, demonstrates creativity, demonstrates innovation, achieves impact of scale, achieves long-term sustainability, and elevates the Lions brand. The nomination process starts at the club level. then moves to the district, and then multiple district levels. Nominations must be sent via email to the next level with signatures to be considered complete. Once the nomination is complete and has received all appropriate signatures, the Multiple District Global Service Team coordinator is to email the completed nomination from Lions Internet, the completed nomination form to Lions International at serviceactivities@lionsclubs.org by October 31st from their email address listed in the Lion portal. Nominations that are not emailed directly from the MDGST coordinator to Lions International and are without signatures will not qualify. What about undistricted clubs and clubs in single districts? For single district clubs, the nomination must be signed by the District Global Service Team coordinator and then sent to a GAT area leader for endorsement. Once a GAT area leader endorses the nomination, he or she should email to Lions International at serviceactivities@lionsclubs.org from their email address listed in the Lion portal. For undistricted clubs, after the service project has been nominated at the club level, the coordinating Lion is to send the nomination to the GAT area leader for approval. If there is no coordinating Lion, nominations can be endorsed directly by a GAT area leader. Once a GAT area leader endorses the nomination, he or she should email it to Lions International at serviceactivities@lionsclubs.org from their email address listed in the Lion portal. And so here's the timeline. July 1st to August 1st, the club service chairperson nominates a single service project that their club completed in the previous Lion year. If there's no club service chairperson, a club cabinet member or officer can nominate a service project. From August 1st to September 1st, the DGST coordinator selects one Lion service project and one LEO service project from their district to move forward. If there's no DGST coordinator, then a district governor can endorse the project. The endorser should consult with the district cabinet about their Lion and LEO nominations. Signatures are required from the DGST coordinator to complete the nomination. The DGST coordinator must then send the nomination to the Multiple District Global Service Team, or MDGST, coordinator electronically. Then, at the multiple district level, from September 1st to October 1st, the MDGST coordinator selects a single Lion service project and a single LEO service project from their multiple district. Signatures are required, of course, to complete the nomination. And then from October 1st to October 31st, the MDGST coordinator is to email the nomination to Lions International at serviceactivities@lionsclub.org from their email address listed on the Lion portal. The final month is designated for the MDGST to verify the full nomination form and endorse all required information as accurate before sending it to the Lions International. Nominations are due October 31st. Then Lions International Board of Directors Service Activities Committee in January. The winning clubs are selected by the Lions International Board of Directors, Service Activities Committee, and notified of their award. In March, the winning clubs receive their award from Lions International. Lions International may use the following mediums to celebrate and recognize award winners. Via the Lions International blog, the Lion magazine, Lions International social media, and Lions International convention booklet. Below are ways that the MDGSTs and district governors can help recognize and celebrate the award winners. Winning clubs will be notified by January. Recognize the winner in your local Lions or Leo's publications and social media outlets. This will help promote your club and create community support of your service project. Use our press release to announce the winner. Include a picture of the club in action at their service project. Note the specific successes of the project. Ensure that the award is presented to the winning club at a prestigious event by the highest ranking officer. Invite the media to attend this event. And then what follows that is the application or the nomination form for this award. Celebrating Compassion. Obras Sociais Irma Dulce receives Lion 2025 Lions Club International Humanitarian Award. This is by Hannah Kreminski, Public Relations Specialist, and is dated June 16th of 2025. At Lions International, we believe in honoring those who make the world a better place. And this year, we are proud to recognize a beacon of compassion and care, Obras Sociais Irma Dulce. This inspiring nonprofit organization based in Brazil has been named the recipient of the 2025 Lions International Humanitarian Award, our highest honor, given annually to individuals or organizations that show outstanding dedication to humanitarian efforts. Founded by Sister Dulce, affectionately known as the Good Angel of Brazil, OSID has spent decades providing essential health care, social assistance, and education to millions of people in need, from operating one of Brazil's largest hospital complex to offering 100% free care. The organization serves more than 3 million individuals every year. Their reach includes cancer patients, the elderly, people with disabilities and craniofacial deformities, children and teens in vulnerable situations, those battling substance dependency, and individuals experiencing homelessness, always with dignity, compassion, and hope. But their mission doesn't stop there. OSID also invests in the future of healthcare through residency and training programs, preparing new generations of professionals to carry forward the Sister Dulce's powerful legacy. The award includes a $500,000 grant from the Lions Clubs International Foundation, which will help support OSID's ongoing humanitarian initiatives in Brazil. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.